Cruise Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, New York. It is me, Roy G. Bruce is outside because he locked his keys in the car. So I'm sure he'll be joining us shortly. So while he's outside talking to AAA, that's not a free plug because AAA sucks, you'll have to deal with me.
He locked himself in his car.
He locked himself in his car, which is something only few people can do. Bruce is one of which.
He's slowly suffocating out there.
Slowly.
Once the temperature goes up.
It's a very, very serious thing. But I wanted to talk about a couple things before Bruce got in, because I know that Bruce won't want to talk about them, so I will harp on them myself. One of which is we have a former first overall pick signing with the Miami Heat. Apparently another number one overall thinks that he can bring his talents to South Beach, that being Greg Oden. It is being reported that he will be signing a two-year deal with the two-time champs. It just shows that if you're over 7 feet tall, or anywhere really near 7 feet tall, you're going to get a deal, and you're going to play somewhere. This guy hasn't played for, honestly, I don't even know if he's ever really played. It seems that his NBA uniform for the past, since 2007 when he was drafted number one overall by the Portland Trailblazers, it seems like his uniform since he's been drafted has been street clothes and a walking boot, as he's had bad legs. I guess when you're that tall and you look like you're 50 years old, tell me how Greg Oden looks like he's 50, but he has a better hairline than LeBron James. I don't understand that. But so he's taken his talents to South Beach. He'll join Dwayne Wade. He'll join LeBron James. It's still to be seen if Chris Bosh has a place on this team. I would say no. I would say that this move, if it pans out, is the getting the Chris Bosh contract out of Miami, because as much as you like Chris Bosh, if you're Miami, you're paying him way too much. He's not that third guy anymore. He's not really a star. He's a big name at this point, and he helped you get two championships, but if you want to have any chance at keeping LeBron James moving forward, you're going to have to dump some salary, and I think Chris Bosh is the obvious dump there. So it says that Odom will make the minimum in his classification, which is $1.027 million next season. If he invokes his player option in 2014-15, he will earn $1.145 million, according to Fox Sports. So, Miami, it doesn't really matter what Miami does at this point. If they have LeBron James on their team and Dwayne Wade is healthy, if they can surround him with a good supporting cast, and Mike Miller can continue to shoot the ball the way they did, Ray Allen can continue to shoot the ball that we did, and if they get 20 games out of Greg Oden, I feel like that is more than anybody else has really gotten out of him, and I feel like that's a success story. I mean, you're paying a $1 million a season. And this is a guy who was supposed to be, I mean, this guy was drafted before Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant went number two overall, and Greg Oden went number one overall, so riddle me that. So, I mean, it's a big story because it's a big name, but in actuality, this guy is on his way to being one of the biggest busts in NBA history. So, if the Miami Heat can get 20 games out of him, then God bless the Heat, I guess. But I still don't think that this saves LeBron James. I don't think that he'd want to or will be enticed by staying in Miami with Greg Oden. I still think you have to get rid of Chris Bosh. And now that we have Mr. Keys back in the building. But
thank God.
Bruce, I'm talking
about AAA. I'm going to give AAA a plug. If you don't have AAA insurance,
AAA's the worst.
This guy just showed up in 20 minutes and got me my keys back.
The worst.
Yeah, they're terrible.
You can only do that actually five times a year, and it costs $100.
And Roy's an expert at everything.
I have. I had AAA. I canceled.
Well, it just depends on where you are.
It's the worst.
What are you doing, Matt?
I live about two blocks from the AAA.
In radio, it helps to speak into the microphone.
It also helps to be able to see your computer screen too. You got like this big rear-ended microphone in front of me. I'm Bruce Hall. I'm back. What were you talking about? Basketball?
Yeah, talking about.
All right, good. Let's talk about something important.
That's exactly why I wanted to get that in, everybody. So
Riley freaking Cooper. Hey, Roy and I talked about this. We really didn't talk. We screamed a lot.
Do you know who Greg Oden is first before we move
on? Oh, yeah. Greg Oden's a guy that looks like he's 50 years old, hadn't played in the NBA, but he was drafted number one like 3 years ago.
Yeah. No, well, 2007, but...
2007? That's 5 years
Time
ago.
Time flies, doesn't it?
You know, has he ever played?
Well, that's what... You're going into my rant here.
Well, let's talk about him because, first of all, I don't think he was 21 when he got drafted. He looks like... He looked like Robert Parrish.
Do you know
who's
who he
50.
Just...
Robert Parrish looks better than this guy.
Yeah. Well, I just...
he looks like he's 50 years old.
He's pretty old. I touched you. You're on the same page.
You think he was on PEDs when he was in junior high school, and that's how he got to be 7 feet tall?
Well, it might explain his leg and ankle problems.
I think it's possible.
But he just signed a contract with guess who?
The Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to be tough then.
Well, if they can get any games out of this guy.
Well, you think he'll... All right, what's the over-under for games he plays this year, 12?
I put it at 20. I said if they get 20 games out of him, then it's a good sign.
You know, what
sign.
If they get like 50?
Then they're going to be tough.
Yeah, they're going to win it. Well, who do they have, who did they lose? They lost somebody. Somebody just signed with somebody else, right?
Miami? Well, it wasn't the big three.
No, but it was like one of their really good subs. And Juwan Howard's retiring, is that right? Or is he going to stay on the team?
I mean, Juwan Howard
Who would want Juwan Howard?
Juwan Howard didn't even play through the postseason, so that doesn't matter.
He's so bad.
I mean, Mike Miller's not going anywhere. Ray Allen's not
going
anywhere.
He is a handsome guy,
Dwayne Wade and Chalmers.
Who's the guy with the hair? The real bad hair,
LeBron
the spike.
James?
No, the spike hair. No, he doesn't have any hair, LeBron.
You're talking about Birdman.
Don't you remember we talked about LeBron starting a new line of headbands that had fake hair on the top of them? Well, Bruce Hall, and I think I could make millions with that.
LeBron James would kill for Greg Oden's hairline. He would. It's a beautiful thing. But you're talking about Birdman. I believe his name's Chris Anderson.
Birdman, yeah. What is he, 6'10", and he's a big rebounder or something, and he's kind of
crazy.
Chris Anderson. Where's he from?
Well,
I never ask. I'm like a bad lawyer. I asked my client a question I didn't know the answer to. Never mind, you're guilty.
He was drafted by, I want to say, the Bucks. So I would say that he's from Milwaukee. But
hey, remind me to talk about that scumbag Ariel Castro. I watched that when that girl got in front of the jury in the courtroom and just the poor girl was crying so heavily she had like...
He's from California, which makes sense.
I'm changing things. I'm sorry. Let's keep talking about the Heat. So the Heat win it again. Who can beat the Heat in their conference? Let's talk about that real quick. And when we break for a... We'll come back with baseball when we break. We'll come back with Riley Cooper when we break. How's that sound?
Sure.
Because you and I had it going so good, Matt said, save it for the show. And I'm like, I don't want to be yelling on my show like I was yelling at you, Roy. Mm-hmm. But you know what? We both had really good points, and I think that's why this is such a big deal, because it is something that matters, and it is something that was definitely not done on purpose. I mean, he made a mistake. He was drunk, you know. Well, first of all, hey, Riley. Well, let's talk about it later. Greg Oden. Let's get back to Greg Oden.
Greg Oden.
Did he play anywhere in the... Because he's been... When you sign a professional basketball contract, I think you sign a 4 or 5 year deal, right?
Well, at least that, yeah.
But I mean, is he still the property of the...
No.
He's not.
At this point,
They released him. So he's a free agent.
He has been a free agent. He was a free agent last year.
Do you have the numbers that he signed for?
It's about $1 million a year.
Boy,
it's a minimum contract.
You know what? But if he's got the right incentives and if he has a good agent, he could probably make $5-6 million first year, and then they'll probably sign him to a longer term deal. What if he played the whole year?
If he played the whole year, then he's going to get paid.
Was it
somewhere.
His ankle he tore up or his knee?
It's his knee and his entire legs, really. I mean, his legs are just
smells like PEDs. Smells like PEDs.
But it was his knee. I believe he hurt his knee coming out when he first came out of the league. He's played a
smells
total
like PEDs.
Of, since 2007, he's played a total of 82 games.
What did he
which is an entire season.
What did he sign for? First year, do you have that on there?
With the Heat?
Yeah, he probably got like $7 or $8 million. No, I don't mean that. I mean originally. You know, when he first got drafted.
Okay.
For the first time in generations, we'll be back to that when we come back. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 News Talk 1230 WFAS.
back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. Roy's so weird. Hey, it's nice to have you back, and I like the way you trimmed your beard, you like Roy. Roy, you're starting to look very dapper. Tell us about, by the way, Roy and I, we've already decided, we're going to Morgantown doing
a
show, right?
Yes, August 24th.
August 24th, we're going to Morgantown. Why not? Yeah. I mean, it's there, and isn't there a football game?
No, that's the next one.
Well, then we can't go then. I want to go when there's a game.
You want to go see a game? We can do that.
Let's do it. I can't. Let's see. The 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'm at the Homestead playing in a golf tournament.
I will be in Morgantown 24th, so all you West Virginia people out there, you can slay this pretty face.
You may be doing the show by yourself the 6th. When's the 6th, 7th, and 8th, Matt?
Matt, pull up a calendar.
Come on, Matt. What good?
The 6th, 7th, 8th of, I'm guessing,
you
September.
You know, atheists don't know anything
is
about,
that what you're
about the calendar.
6th, 7th, 8th of September?
Yeah.
The 8th is a Sunday.
Ooh, I'm playing golf that day.
That's fine. I can do the show by myself.
You're going to have to.
Season professional.
Well, you know what you need to do? If you're going to be up there for the game,
it might be a home game.
Yeah, but that's good. That's what you want, right? Because you can have guests on.
Well, if it wasn't a home game, then I would be here.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
But it's a home game, so you're going up. Because I'll be at the Homestead.
I honestly don't
This is Bruce Hall, and I shot an 80 a couple of weeks ago. In my tennis shoes. Then I played in a tournament the other day. It was a by the way, for those of you that follow us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
I'll be here.
We raised a bunch of money for a friend of mine, 26-year-old coach who has cancer. You can go to it's donate to Danimal, DonateToDanimal.com. He doesn't have great insurance. He's doing an NIH sponsored, kind of experimental drugs, and it seems to be working pretty well. But he's doing chemo. He's in the middle of chemo, middle of radiation. And if you know anything about cancer treatment, it's not fun. And Dan needs some money, and we all get together whenever he needs money. We have a golf tournament, or we're going to do a dinner at Carrabba's in Reston, Virginia, probably. And I'm going to donate a bunch of stuff that we can give away, because you know me, I got tickets, I got memorabilia that I don't have enough wall space for my memorabilia. I'm going to get Bryce Harper to come, because Bryce Harper was big into Gavin Rupp. He became good friends with Gavin Rupp, this 13-year-old from Northern Virginia, who died of cancer a week ago.
He passed, yeah.
And Gavin was a great kid, and we actually hung up his number, River Dog jersey, in our dugout for a week. It was Timmy Davis's number, but he gladly gave it up, and we hung it up. He's a starting pitcher, so he only needs his jersey once a week anyway. But Gavin Rupp, we miss you. Daniel, we're gonna fight in there with you. He's a fighter, this kid. He's a linebacker. He went to Marist College. He's a stud. He's 26 years old, and it's sad. But anyway, let's talk a little bit about something on YouTube that everybody can see. This cat from the... First of all, I used to have real long hair, but I didn't have hair that came down the middle of my back. And that's not the point, but he got mad, this guy, because they didn't think he was a Philadelphia Eagle. He looked more like a roadie for a rock band, because that's what he looks like. He's kind of a tall, lean, thin. University of Florida, what a surprise. Another Gator in trouble.
What is this? How did Tim Tebow come out
of
Florida?
Well, all of a sudden this cat at Ohio State, their former coach isn't looking like such a,
Urban Meyer.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Urban Meyer just wants the best players. He doesn't care what they're like. But you know what? A lot of people that know Riley Cooper.
That's why Tebow was Urban Meyer's best friend, because he was just surrounded by jack wagons everywhere else.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. Look at it. Hernandez. There was a picture of Tebow, Hernandez,
and Riley Cooper. Yeah,
and they're all in the same picture.
Same shot. Yeah, saw that.
Is that amazing?
It's pretty funny.
One of them is the guy that breaks up the fights. That's Tebow. Yeah.
Tebow's throwing the ball.
Tebow used to go to bars with these guys to make sure they didn't get in trouble.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? What a great kid!
Really pay the bar.
But in New York, Rex doesn't play him because he's an atheist, probably.
Well, he has.
Oh, he's probably an atheist.
He has Mark Sanchez's jersey tattooed on his arm, so It's not really much you can
do. Yeah, Mark
there.
Sanchez.
This is his wife wearing a Mark Sanchez.
Mr. 58 quarterback rating.
Kinda,
boy, is he good.
You're kind of in on that one.
Well, you know what was really funny? It was fun to listen to Rodney Harrison this morning on the way in. Rodney Harrison, by the way, does a great show on Sunday mornings. You know, I'm always pumping up other people's shows because I like to listen to good radio. And I always learn something listening to him. Mm-hmm. And I'm listening to him this morning, and he's like, I mean, you know, he's, you know, he also thinks that, A, the commissioner dropped the ball, not cutting this guy. And
commissioner.
B, well, the commissioner of the NFL. I'm talking
you
about
think
Riley
the commissioner
Cooper.
Of the NFL should,
he could have
ban Riley Cooper?
He could have. Sure, but he didn't have to wow. ban him, but he should have suspended him indefinitely.
Why?
He's being suspended indefinitely with pay anyway.
He got a suspension. He
yeah,
got
he got a suspension.
No, he didn't get a suspension.
No, no, no. He's
got fined.
Reed is suspended indefinitely without pay. That happened yesterday. He's suspended indefinitely without pay. They think he's going to probably be back. He's suspended indefinitely without pay. Okay.
Okay.
It's not A-Rod. He's still under contract.
Riley Cooper temporarily steps away from Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. Sorry about that. You got to stay up later,
I guess. Riley Cooper will not be suspended for Rachel Sir caught on video.
Is that what it said?
That's what it said.
All right. Well, so maybe that's the latest.
That was a day ago.
Well, then that's not it because it came out last night. But what happened was so many people reacted to it. And I got to tell you, I'll be 60 in November.
He was fine. CBS Sports.
Yeah, I went to school in South Arlington, Virginia. And I was lucky because I was able to go to school with probably slightly over 1,000 African-American kids. We called them black kids back then. We didn't call them what Riley Cooper called them because if we did, we would have gotten the crap kicked out of us, and rightfully so. You know, you don't use the N-word. That's a bad word. That's not like Redskins. Wouldn't you agree? In other words, Washington Redskins, everybody's all worried about that name. You know, that's but never in the world has there ever been a team with, like the Baltimore N-words. Have there? I don't think so. Well, so my point is this. The cat said a bad word. Hey, we both agree on that, right? He screwed up.
I mean, yes,
but you
he
don't
up.
But you
the
don't think but you don't
bad.
Think it should cost him his job.
No, not at all.
All right. Let me
I don't even
don't
think
you,
it should cost him a suspension.
Why don't you say why you I swear to God I'll be quiet. Why don't you give everybody that's listening on the air, and by the way, if you'd like to call in, please call in because this is a very important subject.
Very annoying subject.
Yeah, well, you're the one who wants to talk about
it. No, I do want to talk.
Well, then shut up and tell us why you think he should keep his job.
I more want to talk about why everyone is talking about
it. You're wasting time, but you're wasting time.
That's what I want to talk about.
But
I thought you were going to be quiet when I talked, right?
No, because I haven't started yet. Tell us why he should keep his job. That's what I want. Because all we're going to argue is I think he shouldn't keep his job. You think he should.
Yeah.
Tell us why he should keep his job.
Okay, am I ready to start now?
Yes, I'm going to be quiet.
All right, good.
Matt, if he like starts floundering, you get on him. Okay, go. There's only three of us in the studio. Somebody's got to watch out for you, Roy. You waste time sometimes. Go ahead.
The guy said a word that nobody should use, right? Okay, we all agree with that. Okay, great.
I can't even say it on the air now.
Bruce.
Can I say it on
Bruce,
the air?
Bruce.
Please don't.
Okay.
But look, the word is used throughout rap music. There's all kinds of racial slurs and used and any kind of other slurs, you know, sexist slurs that are probably used throughout every locker room in America, not just the Eagles locker room, but there's gay slurs that are used on a daily basis. There's sexist slurs that are used on a daily basis, and nobody blinks twice about those. But because this word was used and it was caught on videotape, that all of a sudden this guy should lose his job. And apparently his reputation will never be the same, according to some talk shows that I've been listening to. Look, he's on the same team. He's in the same locker room as Michael Vick, who killed a bunch of dogs and got his second chance. So look, Riley Cooper, you shouldn't have said it. You're an idiot. You got your fine. You're going to counseling, and you've been temporarily let go from the Eagles, but you're still on the roster. All great moves. But to tell me that this guy should lose his job because of something that he said, not something that he did. He didn't kill anybody. Okay, he didn't go burn crosses on people's yards. He said a word that he shouldn't have said. We've all said words we shouldn't have said. I don't use that word in particularly, but I've said words that I shouldn't say. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that I should lose my job over it. And it certainly doesn't mean that I should become headline news across America. That just shows you that we're in the off season now, and we have absolutely nothing to talk about. That we're talking about a guy who was drunk at a concert that couldn't get backstage at one of his own kickoff events, and then was caught by a cell phone camera saying a word that he shouldn't have. If he had dropped a gay slur, if he had said, "I will fight every insert gay slur there," would we be talking about this? No, instead we're talking about a word that has become a double standard throughout rap music and throughout the country, but we have to hold it a different standard because of the history that is here in America. I'm well aware of the history, and I understand it's a word that shouldn't be said, but at the same time, nobody should say this word, and it shouldn't be held at a double standard.
Okay, so that was good, and I was quiet the whole time, and I wrote down a few things. First of all, don't compare him to Mike Vick. Now I'm going to talk. I'm talking.
No, you're right. He shouldn't be compared to Mike Vick. I agree.
I'm talking. You're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't be compared to Mike Vick. Mike Vick committed a crime. Mike Vick was convicted in a courtroom. Mike Vick did 2 years in jail. I think he did 18 months. Mike Vick has paid his dues. Mike Vick went to freaking jail. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Mike Vick he's past that. Mike Vick bought a dog last year for his kids. I don't even want to talk about anything. Don't talk.
Say anything.
You just did. Riley Cooper didn't do this in the Bahamas. He didn't do this at spring break. He didn't do this on vacation. He didn't do this at the 7-Eleven. He did this where he plays his home football games. The park where he plays his home football games. He did it at a concert that was his team was one of the sponsors of the concert. I mean, it was basically they were involved in it. Couldn't have picked a worse place. Now, I'm going to say this. The reason that you don't hear a lot worse about it in Philadelphia right now is, in my opinion, Philadelphia isn't the nicest place in the world to live, no matter what color you are, unless you are white. And I'm going to say that because it's true. I've been to Philadelphia. I'm 60 years old. Philadelphia might as well be within 50 miles of Birmingham, Alabama. They're as racist in Philadelphia as you can get. But having said that, this kid made a big mistake. Now here's my point, Roy, and this is why I think he should lose his job. Number one, first of all, they're allowed to fire him because they have that clause.
Yeah, they're allowed to fire him. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's like a country club. They have, because of their collective bargaining agreement, because Congress has allowed these guys to be exempt from certain rules and regulations of other businesses, they can fire anybody they want anytime they want.
Right,
now they're subject to lawsuit. If Riley Cooper gets fired, he'll probably sue him. But you know what? I'd rather have Lurie's attorneys than his attorneys. It's not going to look good for him. Why? I would have let him go immediately, and I would have suspended him immediately without pay, not with pay, and I would have done it right away until I could just feel out my situation with my players. I would have had a team meeting. I would have had probably a team vote. I would have let my players decide whether this guy stays or goes. And I'm going to tell you why most of the African-American guys that have chimed in about it, they've said the same thing. I forgive him, but I'll never look at him the same. I'll forgive him, but I don't know if I can trust this guy. Rodney Harrison this morning on the way in said, "I could never trust the guy again. I wouldn't want him in my locker room." I understand that feeling.
What does that have? What does trust have? I don't understand how trust has anything to do with
it. It doesn't matter what you think about it. It matters what a black professional football player thinks about it. And they don't trust the guy because he said the N-word. And I'm just telling you.
I saw LaShawn McCoy.
How many guys have said the N-word that have been caught in the last 10 years? How many guys in the NFL? How many have been caught?
Well, look,
how about one?
You're acting like the guy went on stage at the Kenny Chesney concert, mic, and said it to everybody. That's not what happened. It was a cell phone camera.
He said it.
I mean, I honestly, look, the guy said it. He shouldn't have said it. It's a really bad thing to say. Find the guy and move on. Instead, every radio station in the country is talking about this.
Why are you finding him?
Because you can't. You can't say that.
Yeah, but
he shouldn't lose
your
job.
You're finding him because he can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he can't say that, according to you.
It's bad for the NFL's image.
All right,
but
we'll be back in a minute. This is
out.
Bruce Hall and Roy Boy. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back here at AM 1230 WFAS, Bruce Hall's Second
and we're
Opinion.
And we're done with that until somebody calls in. Until somebody calls in, we're not going to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I want somebody else to tell me what they think. Somebody in Westchester County or Rockland County or in the city or in North Jersey, in actually Western Connecticut where you can hear this, please call in. Our number is 240-317-7294. That's 240-317-7294. Call in and tell me what you think. Let's just say you're Jeffrey Luria, because honest to God, it isn't up to the coach. It isn't up to the general manager. It's up to Jeffrey Luria. If Jeffrey Luria wanted this – Jeffrey Luria. I'm sorry, my bad. Luria is the idiot that owns the Miami baseball team, and he's an idiot. Jeffrey Luria is not such an idiot. He's just kind of strange sometimes. Should never let Andy get away, but it was a good move for Andy. We're going to talk about that when we break down the AFC. We're going to finish him today, Roy. You didn't know that, but we're going to talk AFC football when AFC. We get back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Jets. We'll talk very little about the Giants. We're saving next week for the Giants. We got a call?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, you freaked me out there. Anyway, let's do this. Let's give everybody our picks, because a lot of people love these picks. Oh, first of all, does anybody out there know who Justin Maxwell is? Raise your hand. If you know who Justin Maxwell is, you're a big baseball fan. He's a kid that played at the University of Maryland, was drafted, like top 10 rounds. Ended up making it to the major leagues with the Washington Nationals. Never hit over 200, I don't think. I mean, he really struggled with the bat. He's a right-handed hitter. He can fly. Good-looking guy. Got a beautiful family. His dad was actually a dentist in the dental practice that worked on my mouth. And I got to tell you, he ended up in Houston with Bo Porter, who knew how good this kid was and how much potential he had. And I want to say Justin's probably 25 or 6 now. He's probably been in the majors 3 or 4 years. Anyway, before the trade deadline, Houston traded him to the Kansas City Royals. And I'm going to tell you, he had a big day yesterday. The Kansas City Royals have been on fire. They've won like 23 out of 30 their last 30 games. And their pitching is starting to look better. And all of this happened, by the way, after George Brett took over as their temporary hitting coach. Now, he just resigned his position 3 or 4 days ago, but it was taking too much time away from his other businesses and stuff. He left, and these guys are still hitting, and they're winning. And I really hope Kansas City continues what they're doing. You know, they're in the AL Central with Detroit Tigers. So Detroit would have to fold up a little bit. Cleveland would have to fold up even more, right?
I mean, the Royals have a better record than the Washington Nationals right now.
Oh, sure they do.
Who would have
thought
that?
They're above 500. Nobody. Oh. Hey, you would have probably thought they'd be 20 games behind the Nationals at this point. I'm going to make a prediction, and I'm waiting for Bochy to call in, and I'm hoping he calls in. Bochy, if you're listening, please call in, because I want to talk to you, because I am picking two teams nobody's going to pick to be in the playoffs before the show is over. And what I want you to do is I want you to book Southwest Airlines. I want you to fly to Vegas. And I want you to put $100 on both teams or more.
$100 hairs.
And I want you to just smile in October when you win. When you win. All right,
are you trying to convince Bochy to bet?
No, absolutely not.
That's what it's telling me.
Nobody talks about that ever. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people that listen to the show. They're 11 and a half games behind Atlanta. I think they're going to win. I think the Giants are going to come back. They lost 2-1. Timmy Lincecum has pitched 4 out of 5 games have been quality starts his last 4 or 5 games. They only lost 2-1 last night, and that was only because they had a runner on third in the 8th inning with 1 out and didn't get him in.
They're 11 games.
B-Cross should have bunted. They should have squeezed or
they're
something.
They're 11 games I know. Below 500.
And let me tell everybody else something. For you out there that listen to the show that know the Upton brothers, let me tell you a fact.
They're the third worst team in
the league. Yeah, but listen to what I'm telling you. The Uptons, B.J. Upton, has 50 hits, okay? The Upton brothers are hitting a combined 202. If somebody had told me the Upton brothers were going to be hitting a combined 202 and Atlanta would be 11 and a half games in front of the Washington Nationals at the start of the year, I would have thought I was on Mars, wouldn't you? There's no way that could have happened, and it does. We only pray that Atlanta doesn't start to hit the ball, because if they do, it's a bunch of guys we've never heard of that are hitting the ball right now. Freddie Freeman, the other kid at third base, Chris Johnson. These guys have got a very good baseball team. Hopefully they won't burn out their bullpen like they do, but I'm hoping as a San Francisco Giant fan they do. Let's talk.
I mean, Upton hasn't really – I mean, the last couple of years his batting average hasn't really been any higher than it is right now. You kind of knew
No, he's been like between 150 and 180 all year.
He's
terrible. And Justin started out hot as a firecracker, and in the last probably 70 games he's probably hitting 210. You know what I'm saying?
His season batting average, Justin, after the hot start, what you're talking about.
248?
258.
Yeah. He just got hot this week.
And he has 19 home runs, but he hit 15 in like the first, 2 months or something like
Absolutely.
That, right?
Let's look at the standings real quick. Here we go. In the American League, and sorry, Yankee fans, but we're going to have to include you. You're still 5 games up. Boston's in the lead. They're only 1 game ahead of Tampa Bay. Anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Roy, you know I picked Baltimore, and you like Baltimore too, but I don't think you picked him. You picked Boston. I think you picked Boston. At the start of the season, didn't you pick Boston?
Because
that's why I pray they lose every game they play, because you picked them.
I honestly don't remember.
The New York Yankees, we didn't think they'd even still be this close, but what does this tell you? 57 and 52.
No, you know what? I took Toronto.
Yes, you did. Yeah. And they're 50 and 60.
Yeah, they're terrible.
And they're done. They're basically done, because what does that prove? It's not about the best players you can get. It's about the chemistry of your team. And oh, by the way, you know whose OPS is like the lowest it's ever been since he started playing? Melky Cabrera. You know why? Because he's not allowed to take PEDs anymore. Melky Cabrera may, just may be one of those other 10 people on that list. You don't know. Detroit, Boston or Tampa or Baltimore is going to win there. And I think Tampa and Baltimore both are going to make the playoffs as a wild card. Okay? I think Boston wins it. No, I think Baltimore wins it, and Boston and Tampa Bay are second and third. Detroit's going to win. Cleveland's going to slide a little bit. They're going to slide just enough to get Baltimore or Tampa Bay into the playoffs. Okay? Kansas City is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
George Brett, you know, just gave up his temporary position as hitting coach. Whatever he did, it worked. On the road, they're 28 and 28. That's an excellent record. Road record. At home, they're only 27 and 24. So what does that tell you? Doesn't matter where they play good ball. Minnesota's done. Chicago White Sox, they need to fire Kenny Williams, the GM. They need to sell the team. Don't think they'll sell the team, but I think Kenny Williams is going to get fired. And I would say Robin Ventura is probably going to get fired too, the manager. The Oakland A's, 18 games ahead of 500. Texas is 3.5 games back. The Angels, even though they've shown at times they can get hot, they're too far back. They're 12.5 back. Texas and Oakland, those two, Texas and Oakland will be fighting for that other spot in the American League as a wild card. One of them is going to win the division. Let's look at the National League. Mets fans, you're still 10 games. Sorry. Oh, he's telling me to be quiet. I'm sorry. I'm yelling because my throat hurts. There's 10 games. They're 10 games under 500, the Mets. Right when they start looking, you know, do you ever talk? You talk to the guys up at FAS, you know, the guys on the other show, Scoreboard and all those guys. Mm-hmm. They're so frustrated. I talk to Orlando in the morning every Thursday morning. They're so frustrated because they can't figure out. They keep getting sold a bill of goods by the Mets hierarchy. They keep saying they're going to rebuild. David Wright just went on the 15-day DL with a terrible hamstring pull. He may not be back for a month. Okay, they can't win without David Wright.
But if you're a Mets fan, did you really think that the Mets were going to be good this year?
Well, you know what? They were ahead of the Washington Nationals 2 weeks ago.
No, they weren't.
They were 1 game in front of them.
No, they weren't.
I thought they were.
The Phillies were.
Oh, okay. My bad. Well, my point is all of them are about the same. Philadelphia, New York, and Miami lately has played much better. They're starting to kind of look like they've got some talent on that team. But you can take Philadelphia, the New York Mets, and Miami, and you can send them on vacation right now, because what they do the rest of the year really doesn't matter. Atlanta's going to probably win it, but I'm picking the Washington Nationals back 11.5 games to make that up and win the division. And I'm not going to even argue it because
I'm kind of going
out on a limb, wouldn't you say?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds, in my opinion, they're all about the same. Only 5.5 games separate the three of them. All three of them make the playoffs. The Cubs, you know, they've done better since they got rid of Soriano. To be honest with you, they're playing other guys. They've got decent starting pitching. They got a lousy bullpen. Milwaukee, Ryan Braun, you cheater. Like I've always called you, hey, I hate it when I'm wrong, but not this time. I love the fact that I called him a cheater a long time ago. And he is a cheater, and he's done for the year. And in my opinion, should be done even longer. But what
he might be done for.
What he did was he took the deal, though, that baseball gave him. They negotiated a deal, and he's out the rest of the season. No, he'll be back.
Oh, wrong, right.
He'll be back next year, but he'll be taking a drug test probably 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Whatever he's got to take to make sure he doesn't sneak one in. He doesn't need to sneak a cycle in of PEDs. Pittsburgh?
He got lucky because, well, they gave him the, what did they give him, like 64? I think it was 64 games or something like that.
Well, no. He should have got 50 to begin with when he flunked that test. But they bailed him out. And said, you know, I mean, it was crap the reason he didn't get it.
The one where the corner was
so
bent
he
a
was
bit.
Gonna get. No, here was the deal: they were gonna give him probably
100. It's probably be 100.
He was not if he had fought it, and if he had done what A-Rod was threatening to do, which is appeal it, they were gonna probably give him 1.5 years. You understand? Or I mean, as soon as the appeal didn't go through, they were gonna give him 1 year and plus whatever was left this year. By doing it the way he did, he's out the rest of the year and he starts next season.
Right.
So he'll be back.
I mean, the two suspensions are 50, 100 in lifetime.
Yeah, but
technically
they should be 162 in lifetime, and that's what they're talking about changing it to.
Technically, this is his second time because of the last failed one. I mean, there was like the bent up corner or whatever it is. So technically, it's a second time because if your name is associated with clinics or PED use, then that counts.
Well, Ryan Braun's trainer at the University of Miami is the guy that got everybody their juice anyway.
Yeah.
And he was juicing in college, in my opinion.
Right.
For the first time, Roy, in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WF. A.S.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, we're back.
We are back.
You're at WFAS.
We almost sang that together. We're back. We should harmonize that.
Wasn't there a movie, We're Back?
We're
back.
It was
like a dinosaur movie, right? We're back.
Yeah, I think there was. Hey, listen, sure. Speaking of movies, saw Two Guns. It was phenomenal. For those of you that read...
Is that Marky Mark?
Yeah. And it was fun. And you know who else? Denzel. And there were actually people saying it was horrible. Do me a favor. Get a life. Anytime those two guys get together and start shooting guns, it's fun. Trust me.
I'm sure it was good.
Hey, you know what was one
have
of
you the, seen The Conjuring?
Have you seen Safe House?
I don't even want to see The Conjuring.
With Denzel. Oh, I don't want to even talk about that.
I guess it was like one of those morning TV shows. And they were just showing clips of The Conjuring, and they were interviewing like the woman who, would, like, I guess, actually lived in the house.
You know, you're talking about a movie I could care less about.
And that
about.
Was enough for me.
Hey, can we do it? Let's do our predictions. And then we're going to come back to the National League West, okay?
Our
That's going to be the last
for
thing.
Baseball?
We, yeah, for okay. baseball. Go to MLB.com or go to your newspaper today. We're going to start with the New York Yankees. Philip Hughes gets the ball against Kennedy for the Padres in San Diego. I'm passing on the game. I just don't like either team. The Padres, you know, I mean, they can beat the Mets. Philip Hughes hasn't looked very good. You know what? Philip Hughes was on the trade block. Nobody picked him up. He was on the trade block. Nobody, listen to what I'm saying. Nobody wanted him.
Are you talking about the Mets and the Royals game?
I'm talking about the Yankees and the Padres, goofball. Okay. They're National League.
I was like, wait a second.
Never mind.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway, I'm passing on the game. Who do you want?
I got the Yankees.
All right, that's good. Who do you want?
What? I got the Yankees.
Okay. Royals and the Mets. Wheeler is pitching, but he didn't look very good last time out. He's 4-1 on the year, 6-2 when he starts. Santana for the Royals. You know what? I'm taking the Royals because they've won a ton of games, yeah. And the Mets, not so many.
Yeah, I'll take the Royals, too.
Cardinals at the Reds, two really good pitchers. You got Lynn pitching for the Cards, and you got Mike Leake, little Mikey Leake, pitching for the Reds. I took Leake already. I like them. They're like 6-7, which is, you know, like 140-1. Who do you like?
Well, the Reds won last night, I believe.
Yeah, you're going to take the Cards?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth there.
The Cards are starting more and more to look like a men's softball team again.
That's a flip of the coin.
The Rockies are at the Pirates. This could go either way, but you know what? Burnett is pitching for the Pirates. He looked pretty good last time out. They're like a 2-1 favorite here. I'm taking the Pirates over the Rockies. Nicasio's pitched really well, though, but not as well as Burnett.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh, so I'll take A.J. Burnett. Although, A.J., he's been up and down.
But it's definitely the better pick. Yeah. Of the two, Nationals at the Brewers. I'm passing on the game. Kyle Loesch is pitching for the Brewers. If you're ever going to take the Brewers, take them today. They're 130-1 to win.
I like Nationals.
Yeah, I passed on it.
Jordan, he's a good young pitcher.
Yeah, it's too close to call, though. The Braves are at the Phillies. You got two all-stars here. You got Wood, a lefty, over against Cliff Lee. If you were going to take the Philadelphia Phillies, today be the day to do it. I'm not. I'm passing on the game because it's the Braves, and they're on fire.
I got Cliff Lee here. I'll take it.
I passed. I just don't like the game.
Cliff Lee is starting to look like the old Cliff Lee again.
Here's a game you can take. The White Sox are at the Tigers. Ricky Porcello is 240-1 to win. I like the Tigers. I like Porcello. He's looked good lately. He's an average pitcher for them, but lately he's pitched really well. I'm taking the Tigers.
The White Sox look like they've shifted.
The White Sox are folding it up. They're folding it up. No question about it. The Mariners are at the Orioles. Now, I can leave when we leave the studio today, and if you want to go with me, we'll go get tickets and sit for like 6-7 innings. I'm going to go watch this game. The Mariners are at the Orioles. Saunders, a lefty who's from Northern Virginia, went to West Springfield High School. He's pitching against not Bruce Chen, the other Chen, because Bruce Chen's with the Kansas City Royals now. But Bruce Chen used to be with the Orioles. This is like, it's not T.C. Chen. I get all the Chens mixed up. Now, am I going to get fired for that?
It's Wei Yen Chen.
Okay. Wei Yun Chen?
Wei Yen Chen.
It's like, how about those? Oh, that was just terrible.
I believe this is
how about
the
what they did about those, that television station that said, you know, never mind. I don't want to go there.
You're talking about the plane crashes?
Yeah.
Well, you know that
Well,
the American plane went down a couple weeks ago, and they did it right back to us. Did you see those?
No, I don't even want to hear about it.
I mean, at least they have a sense of humor.
Well, it's very funny.
You should never.
You know who I like? What's the guy's name that does the rap? Does the Gangnam Style? Gangnam Style. What's that guy's name?
His name is.
Never mind. You're getting too old. You're too old. Anyway, Harold. Look, Harold's playing. Oh, I didn't even give you a winner. Hey, look at me.
What is his name?
I'm taking the Mariners. You know why?
Crazy.
Because the kid's from Northern Virginia and his whole family's going to be watching him there.
I got the O's. O's.
I took the Mariners. Astros are at the Twins. Harold and Pelfrey, pass. It's just, I don't like either team in this. How about you?
I didn't know they played baseball in either of those
states. The Blue Jays are at the Angels. You got Burley on your Blue Jays team that you picked to win the American League their division, the East, against Wilson, who's had a great second half. Yep. I'm taking Wilson and the Angels.
Yeah, Wilson has great hair.
Yeah, and they always win on Sunday because I think my boy gets pumped on Sunday, Josh Hamilton. Rangers at the Athletics. You got Holland, another great pitcher, against Griffin, who has pitched really well lately. I'm passing on the game. Who you like?
Yeah, I'll pass with you.
All right, Indians at the Marlins. You got Scott Kazmir, who's
games,
a lefty, against Eovaldi, who's pitched well lately. I'm going to pass on the game. I don't like the game. Can't take every game.
Yeah,
I mean, you can.
I'll take the Indians. I mean, Miami, they've been hot lately, but
Yes, they have.
They're still the Marlins.
It is the Marlins, and it's probably 100 degrees down there. The D-backs, you got McCarthy, the kid that got hit in the head with a line drive last year, and he's doing fine now. Against the Red Sox, DuBront, you can't go against the Red Sox. They're 2-1 favorites here. I'm taking them.
This is a team who is on the up in the Boston Red Sox, and they just keep getting hotter. And a team that's on the
They signed Jake Peavy.
And then there's a team in the Arizona Diamondbacks who are going the exact opposite direction with having just been taken
which
over
is
by
perfectly,
the Dodgers.
Which is perfectly okay because I'm a Giant fan.
So give me Sox.
You got the Giants at the Devil Rays. They're not really the Devil Rays or the Rays. You got Moscoso and Hernandez. I'm passing on the game. Never playing this game.
I got the Rays because the Giants suck.
Well, you know what? I was getting ready to say I got something for you right here, but I'm not going to say it. Okay, so we got our picks in. Let's go through them for the people that just turned us on. All those people that like to play the games on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I didn't take anybody in the first game. You took Hughes. I took Santana. We both took Royals against the Mets.
Yep.
I took the Reds, so did you, I think.
No.
No, you took the Cardinals, I took the Reds. I took the Pirates, so did you. You took the Nationals, I didn't take anybody. Did you take the Dodgers? I did.
Yes.
I took the Dodgers. Braves, Phillies, I passed. Two All-Stars, Phillies. Could go either way. White Sox, Tigers, we both took the Tigers.
Yep.
I took the Mariners, you took the Orioles.
Yep.
Astros, Twins, I passed. Blue Jays, we were not sure if anybody played baseball in those cities. Blue Jays and the Angels, I took the Angels, so did you.
Yep, did a great
Rangers at the A's, I didn't take anybody, neither did you.
No.
Indians, Marlins, we didn't take anybody there either. D-backs, Red Sox, we both took the Red Sox. And Giants, Rays, you took the Rays. Mm-hmm. That's probably a good pick. They're 220-1 to win.
I mean,
that would be a good one to – who's pitching? Yeah, right. Oh, Moscoso. He's from the minor leagues. Anyway, this is Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're going to talk a little bit about the Hall of Fame banquet.
Yeah.
Banquet. Listen to me. I'm treating it like it was the Hall of Fame ceremony yesterday, where you had some of the best names in the past 20, 25 years go in. Mm-hmm. And the thing I liked about what I saw yesterday with what I saw was it was all class act. There were a lot of people. Curly Culp, I think. Was it Curly Culp? No, it was somebody else. Larry Allen spoke the longest, and it was only 20 minutes. They had guys speak as little as 7 or 8 minutes and as much as 20 minutes. But the guys that they put on, were Jonathan Ogden, who was the number one. He was the first pick by the Ravens several years ago, won a Super Bowl ring, mm-hmm. Was all pro every year. And you know what? He had to retire, Roy, because he had something wrong with the spinal column in his back. You remember that? And it was sad because he was only like 34 years old. And Jonathan Ogden had a great. And he kind of led everybody to believe that he couldn't wait to see Ray Lewis get in. And the safety with the Texans, what's his name?
Safety with Ed Reed?
Yeah. They'll be the
next. You say safety with the Texans and it just completely throws
me off.
Yeah, I know
it's hard.
What you're talking about.
Ed Reed and Ray Lewis will eventually be in the Hall of Fame. And I think he's right. I really do. Mm-hmm. I think eventually, if he plays long enough and gets enough yardage, I think Ray Rice will be in the Hall of Fame. You know, I was listening to Rodney Harrison on the way in here, and I love to hear him talk about other teams because the guy gives everybody their dues. I mean, he gives them their due. He talks about them like they're on his team. And he likes the Ravens. And the reason he likes the Ravens is the same reason I like the Ravens. They have a great organization from top to bottom. Great coaching, great everything. It seems like they reload about every 3 or 4 years. Does that sound accurate?
Yep.
And then they'll be competitive like for 2 or 3 years, and then they'll end up in the championship game of the AFC, or they'll end up in the semifinals of the AFC, or they'll end up winning a Super Bowl. They've won 2 Super Bowls now in the last 12 years.
Have you noticed that everyone has started to make – it's 13 years.
Yep.
2000. But they have you noticed that the Joe Flacco signing created a trend throughout the NFL with Tony Romo getting his $100 million, Matt Ryan getting his $100 million, Stafford getting his $100
million? And like we said when it happened to most everybody, you know, it's probably a good thing because if nothing else – six straight years he's been in, or five? Five straight years he's taken his team to the playoffs. And, you know, it wasn't just him taking his team. There's a lot of defense involved, but not last year. Last year, their defense gave up more yardage than their offense got during the season, which is hard to believe that they won the Super Bowl, but guess what? They did. And you know what? A lot of people are going to do that. It's all about quality stuff. It's all about what you do when you have the football. Do you turn it over? Are you great between the 30s? And then when you get in the red zone, you can't score. A lot of teams are like that. Mm. You know, the Dallas Cowboys have been like that. The Dallas Cowboys, and I agree with you. You like Tony Romo.
I do
too. He's got great numbers. He's a great athlete. He's done a wonderful job. If Parcells, they talked about this. If Parcells had stayed in Dallas another year or two, they might have won a Super Bowl. In my opinion, the difference in Dallas wasn't the talent. It was the coaching.
Yeah,
it was the coaching.
And, well, you know, he found Tony Romo.
Yes, he did.
And I know I said that last week, but
well, he not only he yeah,
I mean, like Tony Romo.
Tony Romo is a good ball player. There's no question about it.
Fourth all time in QBR.
If they can keep their team healthy, and if they can get, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what their new defensive coordinator does with them. Mm-hmm. You know, because he's been everywhere. He's been in Tampa. He's been at USC with his son. He's been at the University of Tennessee with his son. Mm-hmm. Now he's back in Dallas. He has no idea. If he thinks it was tough in Southern California being defensive coordinator for the Trojans, wait till this year in Dallas. Everybody will be breaking down what he does. And I honestly believe that Monty Kiffin will get it done in Dallas. I really didn't think that was a good mix and a good fit for Goofball's brother. What's his name? He's with New Orleans now.
Rob Ryan.
Yeah, I don't like Rob Ryan that much. I mean, I mean, he knows what he's doing, but he's just an idiot.
I mean, the defense improved that or anything.
Yes, they did. Well, you know what's going to be interesting to watch is what happens in New Orleans this year. Because how long does it usually take for a defense to kick in? You don't do it in 1 year. It takes 2 or 3 years to get that defense.
Which is why I don't really get the whole Rob Ryan firing was more of – it was probably because he probably had a loud mouth within the organization. He probably rubbed – you know, Jerry the wrong way, and you can't rub Jerry the wrong way because he is dictator, owner, and GM of that team. So,
well, there were a couple of things that happened during the year where he literally didn't agree with a lot of things, and he actually came out in the media and said it.
Right, I mean,
was bad.
The Ryans don't exactly shy away from a microphone.
Nah, they don't.
So.
Hey, Bill Parcells went into the Hall of Fame. We're going to talk about his speech when we come back. We're going to talk about Warren Sapp. You know, I felt sorry for Warren, and I don't even like him. Chris Carter, I love.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
And God, he couldn't keep it straight. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 News Talk, 1230 WFAS.
Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
And we're back here at News Talk.
Oh, man, what a great show. We're arguing like when we're getting ready to go on. Let's tell them what we were talking about.
Getting blue balls.
Let me explain this.
That's what I think.
Can I explain it to everybody and just be quiet for a minute?
Explain my own point? Preseason football is the biggest load of crap in all of sports.
Yeah, but guess what? They have to do it to make the money, and the league allows them to do it. And it doesn't matter if 10 people show up for a Redskins preseason game with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Mm-hmm. They still max out all their season tickets because in their season ticket package, there are 10 home games, not 8. And it doesn't matter what you think because they've already thought about it, and they know they can get away with selling them that way, uh-huh. And they do.
So here's a way that you make up for that
money. All
right,
money. This ought to be good.
Here we go. Okay, so you play the preseason games somewhere else, okay?
Oh.
Like I said during the break.
Now, would they be able to get all the same amount of money that they get out of, like, selling 70,000? No, I'm sorry. They have 78,000 seats. They've gone back to 78 from 93 at FedEx Field.
Yeah.
Would they be able to get 78,000 times $125 and whatever the rest of the tickets are? And by the way, $253, $350 for the club seats.
No, that's the point.
They're not going to do that because they're not going to lose one dime, Roy.
I haven't even stated a point
yet. Oh, I want to hear it.
Okay, good. Here we go. So you sell your season tickets. You include a different package other than preseason. Like, hey, you buy the season tickets, and instead of selling you two crap preseason games, we include you to like a facilities back room, back tour or something like that, where you get to walk around the stadium, And, or you get like a press pass or something like, or a media pass or a media day.
Where does that other 20% of their income come from?
What do you mean? It's the same price for ticket holders, except you take out of the preseason games. So now if you want to attend a preseason game, you put those preseason games somewhere else. So it's better for the fan. They get fan experiences. They get like you can go on the field before a game or something like that. Oh, and then you take the preseason game.
We got a call.
And you put it somewhere else.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. I don't know about that. Hey, who is this?
This is Bruce Bochy.
Hey.
You're calling in. Are you? You must be bored. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Hey,
how
thanks.
Are you doing?
Thanks for calling in, man. I tell you what, I was right there with you last night. I thought in the eighth inning we were going to get that run in, and it just didn't happen. But I got to tell you,
no, it didn't happen.
They're playing better. They're pitching better.
I thought we were going to get it in, and of course the tenth, and you don't get the timely hit. That's what happens. You usually lose a game. That's what happened.
Hey, you. I think you can go 21-9. Now all you have to do is go 17-8 in the next 25 games, and I think you'll be right there, Bruce. What do you think? Don't you think you guys can get there?
Well, sure we do. I mean, that's how you have to think. And this is a tough group. You know, they've had their backs to the wall before, and it's not like it's new to them. And you know, we got our work cut out. We dug ourselves a pretty good hole, but we've always shown the ability to climb out of it. That's where we're at right now. Our pitching's been really good. I love the way Timmy threw the ball last night.
Man, he looks good.
Give us a chance to win.
He looks good, Bruce. Hey, for those of you that don't know who just called in, I didn't really even reckon it. This is Bruce Bochy. He's only the manager of the world champion San Francisco Giants 2 out of the last 3 years. One of my old Little League buddies, and nice enough to call in. You know, Roy and I spend during baseball season probably half the show on Major League Baseball. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went out on a limb today. I said I thought you were going to win the West, and I even said the Nats were going to win the National League East.
Yeah.
They're 11.5 games back. You know, the Upton brothers are hitting a combined 202, and you'd have to be crazy to predict what I did, but I just think they're going to do it. I just think somehow they're going to figure out how to do it, and I really do think you're going to do it because I think your starters are turning it around right now. Matt Cain's looked great his last few times out. Timmy looks like Timmy. He actually looks like a new Timmy.
Well, Timmy cut his hair, and all of a
sudden
he's
Timmy's got Timmy's got a lot of good stuff going on in his life right now. Boach knows that. And the thing of it is that I like what you did with Brett Pill. You brought this kid up. Tell everybody how good Brett Pill is and how he's been a Triple-A monster for the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, he has dominated that PCL, and he's hitting around 350 down there. And we needed some help with the offense, so we brought him up again to give him a chance. He played all three games there in Philly. It allowed us to make a couple changes with Belt to tweak him a little bit, see if we can get him going. But meanwhile, he came up and was a shot in the arm for us there. Hit a home run, got some big hits, and. You know, I had a rough night last night, but a lot of guys do against David Price. But, you know, he's always hit. And, you know, he's had Belt in front of him, so it's been hard for him to get that everyday chance. But, you know, we think a lot of him, and he's done all he can to get this chance to play here by, just dominating the PCL, as I said. So, he's going to be up here. He's going to be a right-handed bat off the bench, a guy playing against lefties and pinch hitter. And he can also play a little left field. And if I had to, I could put him at second or third base.
Yeah, I remember when he was playing second for a short period of time. I want to say when he was in Richmond or Connecticut or wherever he was, he played second. Hey, you know, you got a kid named Bochy on your Triple-A team in Fresno. And I'm just going to give him his due because I've been watching Brett. You know what, Boach? He's like one of your top 4 or 5 guys in relief down there now. And
well, I appreciate it. He's gotten settled in. You know, he had a couple of rough outings that kind of jacked his ERA up a little bit. But they've been using him later in the game. I got a hold the other night. So he seems like his confidence is growing there. And, you know, what Brett does well, and I know he's my son, but, you know, kind of be objective and evaluate him. He throws strikes. You know, he's got a good command of his fastball, slider, and change. And, you know, he usually doesn't beat himself. He, you know, comes up to hitters. And so he's got a chance. And I'm proud of him because he went to Kansas University. I thought he'd be the 12th guy on the staff because of the high school. You know, he played first, third. He pitched a little bit. And they end up making him the closer. And he did a great job for them and got drafted. He's earned all this, and you know he had a great year last year in Double A. He made the All-Star team, so I'm proud of him. And the fact that where he's at, I'll be honest, I didn't see that, but he really has developed as a pitcher the last 3-4 years, and now he's in Triple A, and he's doing quite well.
Well, you know, the thing I like the most about Brett is that when he's on the mound, he competes. I got a chance to watch him in A-ball and Double-A, and I probably got to see him pitch live a lot more than you did, which was kind of fun, to be honest with you. Richmond's really not that far. Hey, Boach, let me ask you a question. Just getting back to the guys real quick. A lot of people know who Brandon Belt is. People are starting to get to know who Brandon Crawford is. These guys, to me, I really like what you did with Pill because – you know, Belt was struggling a little bit. He didn't look like he knew what was going on. All of a sudden, you sit him for 3 or 4 games, and now he looks like he's a world killer again. Do you remember when the Orioles had that platoon left field back in the late 70s, early 80s with John Lowenstein and Gary Renicky? Together, those guys hit like 340 and had like 44 home runs and 138 RBIs. I could see that happening with Pill. And with Belt. And Belt and both of them can play a little left field, right?
Right. You know, with pitching being our strength, you know, we'll probably stay away from putting them in left field because they're probably a little below average. I mean, I can put them out there, but, you know, it'll work at first base with those two because they, you know, have the power. They have the potential between the two of them to put up some good numbers there. And, help provide some offense. And Belt, you know, his history is he's hit lefties okay, so and actually better than okay, and that's why it's been tough to get Pill out there. But you know, he's done what you want to do as a player, and you force the issue, and that's what Pill has done. And so he probably will see a lot of games against left-handers out there, and it's probably going to help Belt too. You know, give him a break now and then. But it's a good tandem. I think potentially it is you know a couple guys that could you know hit over you know 20 home runs and knock in close to 100 runs.
Hey, you know what, Boach? You guys put Pablo on a diet before the All-Star game, like 2 or 3 weeks. Remember, he was way up there for a while. He looks good now. I mean, to me, Pablo looks like he might have lost 30 pounds. Is that pretty close? To like what he's
lost?
Well,
not quite 30 pounds. He's lost about 20, so he's worked hard at it. And, you know, we had to kind of drop the hammer on him, and now he's getting his weight down to where, you know, we like it. He's moving around at third base a lot better, so I like where he's at right now. And, you know, Pombo's a better player. You know, when he's got his weight down, he's had that foot issue too, so that's going to help that.
Well, listen, I'm Boach. I know you're busy, and I appreciate you calling in. That you're playing in Tampa. I think it's a 135 or a 105 start. So BP doesn't start
140.
Yeah, BP's going to start pretty soon. So I'm going to let you go. But listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you when you get here to DC. We're going to go out and eat Chinese when you get here, buddy. I guarantee you.
I'm looking forward to it. Forward to it. Yeah, you know, it's one of my favorite places. So. I'll see you there soon, Bruce, and hold the fort down until I get there.
No, I will, and I am picking you guys. And like I said, I want to say it's 17-8 is what you got to be the next 25 games. If you are, you're going to be right there. I'll see you. Bruce Bochy with the world champion San Francisco Giants. Boach, thanks for calling in, buddy.
You got it.
I tell you what, they don't come any better than him. They just don't. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on News Talk 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, but you're maybe later on. Hey, we're on.
Hey, we're back.
Hey, we're on. Maybe later on I will. Maybe. Huh? Maybe. Hey, are you going to go to the Oriole game with me?
No.
Well, you suck. Why?
Well, I have a nice evening prepared with my wife.
It's not
wife
an evening. It's a 1 o'clock
friends.
Game.
And well, we're actually going tubing down the
Are you going to Harper's Ferry? Harper's Ferry.
Let me rewind that real fast. We're going tubing down the Gunpowder River.
Where's that?
It's in Maryland. It's northern Baltimore County.
Gunpowder Falls, right?
Gunpowder River.
Yeah. But it's a gunpowder something besides river. Gunpowder something.
Gunpowder River.
Rhymes with fish.
Rhymes with iver.
Gunpowder dish.
Rhymes with liver.
I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G.
Yeah.
Roy, tell everybody about the sportsmancave.com, which I'm a part of.
Yeah.
All right, tell them about your shows Monday through Friday. Quick.
Yeah, well, if you're listening right now,
gotta listen.
On SMC Radio, you would hear my beautiful voice and Bruce's
it
as well.
It is a beautiful voice.
We're on
it's
every we're obviously on every Sunday morning from 10 to noon on WFAS as well as SMC Radio, but we College Tailgate has kicked off. So every weekday from 8 to 10, and we have a couple shows that run from 7 to 8 and one that runs 10 to 11. So we have pretty much the 7 to 11 segment taken care of. But every weeknight, 8 to 10, you'll hear College Sports Talk. And so, yeah, I do my handicapping show Monday nights from 9 to 10.
You know, that's one I need to listen to. You need to call me on your handicapping show.
Me.
That's all I do.
Yeah, you need to call me. Call in.
Hey, got news for you. Monday night for the next 4 weeks, that's all I'll be doing is handicapping. Because it's time to get serious about the NFL, people.
Yeah.
Listen, if you haven't bought – you know what's the best book you can buy right now?
Mm-hmm.
All of the books that talk about fantasy. The fantasy guys are heads
Speaking
and shoulders
of,
above everybody else.
Thank you for
have you
reminding
got me.
Me.
Have you got me in your pool
because,
this year?
Well, I sent both of you guys out an invitation to our league.
It must have gone into spam.
Well, you guys need to join the league. We have.
I want to join the league.
You guys are the last two people to join in.
Nobody ever invites me.
Hurry up and make
I tried
it
to get in
I'm
holding
on you guys instead of drafting.
I tried to get in holding Kushner's. He didn't even call
it's
me.
It's like
back.
You guys should be the first ones to join the league. It's the radio. It's the show's league, basically, and you guys are the last ones to join. I feel like I
want
to
join.
Text you guys.
Well, Matt doesn't. If it's not soccer, Matt doesn't want
like
to talk about it.
Begging you guys to join my league over here.
I need to get someone to do it for me. I think.
Oh God.
Who's like the best person
probably
in the world
Bruce.
For it? And then...
Bruce is probably the best guy to work all your computer problems out for you.
Oh, hey, yeah, that's something that has never been said ever.
Hey, listen, let me tell you, wasn't it nice to hear from Bruce Bochy right before he goes out for batting practice?
That is nice.
Now what he'll do is he'll walk out, stand on the back of the cage. He's 6'5". He doesn't even need to stand on anything. And watch these guys hit. There's nothing more fun. If you've never been to a Major League Baseball game and been lucky enough to have you and your family inside the ropes, they call it, where you can literally talk to Buster Posey, have pictures taken with these guys, get autographs, do the whole nine thing. Every time Boch comes to D.C., most of my kids are allowed to come in. He takes good care of all of his friends.
Yeah.
And, you know, D.C. is where he played Little League Baseball. Northern Virginia, Falls Church, Virginia. Not Falls Church, downtown Falls Church, like where you almost live.
I live in Falls Church.
Yeah, but you're like Annandale Falls Church, but, you know, downtown Falls Church is like
anymore.
It's like 6 blocks, let's face it.
And if you're wondering
it's more like 8 blocks, because it goes to George Mason High School all the way to, like, the bank and where all those really pretty houses are.
Annandale Road is kind of
It's a speed trap. Is what it is. You go 30 miles an hour, you get a $100 ticket.
Extremely familiar with the Northern Virginia area. But hey, if you were wondering why I didn't ask any questions, is I'm the kind of the devil's advocate of this show. I'll go ahead.
No,
and
no,
say.
No, I know.
And so I've pretty much got put on a mute button by Bruce because all the things I
want
to ask.
Well, I don't want to talk about.
We don't want to anger.
Let me tell you, Roy. Let me tell you about the real world with guys with the quality of Boch. How many people can send a text to a Major League Baseball manager and
great
have
guy.
Him call me, and I don't even know he's on the phone.
Right, that's why I'm on mute.
But I am not going to go to PEDs when that's the last thing he wants to talk about.
All I said was I didn't want to ruin your relationship.
Well,
with
can I tell you what? Can I tell you what? He's still pissed off at Melky Cabrera.
I bet he is.
And I got to tell you, that's where that goes. And you got to understand something too. Boach is only a year younger than me, and things piss him off. And one thing that pisses him off are players that cheat. I'm just telling you. I know that for a fact.
I know.
Okay? We've been friends for a long, long time, and I just don't want to go there. Now, I will go, hey, well, are we going to kick the crap out of the Dodgers or what? I mean, we got something for him. I didn't go there because I had him on less than a segment because he had to go take BP. It was really nice of him to call in because I didn't have any. You know what? I'm hoping Clark Judge calls in. What time you got, Matt? 11:22? If Clark Judge calls in at 11:30, he's going to talk about Bill Parcells, Curly Culp, all the guys that were there. And by the way, that game's tonight. You know what the line is? 2.5 points. Who do you like, Miami or Dallas?
You know who I like?
Tony. Tony. Hey. By the way,
screw preseason football.
Hey, Tony Romo is not playing, not one down today.
Oh, well, I better buy my $125 ticket so I can see him in street clothes.
Can I tell you what? Can I tell you who I took for that?
Who?
Who do you think? Miami. If Romo isn't playing, how are they going to win?
Oh, yeah, well.
How are they going to win? My God, are they going to win without Tony Romo?
Miami's probably starting I don't know. Is Chris Bosh starting at quarterback for the Dolphins tonight? God.
Who's the new guy?
Probably
that's
some
there?
Sort of charity.
No. What's the big guy's name? The guy that looks like
Greg
Robert.
Greg Oden.
Greg Oden's starting for him.
He's in the slot tonight, actually.
I'm Bruce Hall. That's Roy G.
What
Matt's on
joke.
The box. We're talking stuff. Hey, let's do this. I'm going to pick out a Facebook.
Well, hold on. I want to finish my preseason thing.
Well, let's do it. Let's do it. Are you ranting? Is that what's going on?
No, well, I'm dead serious here. Like,
talk to me.
The whole can we both agree that the whole point in the preseason?
Well, first
thing
of all, I agree the preseason is BS.
It is,
and all it is a way to rip off your your fans
exactly.
that pay for basically the team for 20% more money.
So here's
two
way,
games out of 10 is how many percent? 20%.
Yeah. Well, here's a way that
they've
you can
gotta
keep that
be able
money.
To get. Well, they're no one's gonna travel to Morgantown and watch a game.
What?
Nobody's gonna go from D.C. to Morgantown and watch a game. Are you on drugs?
Roy doesn't understand stadium ownership.
No. You don't understand what I'm trying to say.
But you don't understand.
What are you trying to say?
They're not gonna make more money by going to a different stadium.
The bottom line. One second and listen to what I was going to say.
What you're saying is wrong, though.
It's not wrong.
Oh yeah, it is.
You'll actually make more money by doing this. Like you sell your season tickets, you still include you still include that 20% cost, but instead of giving them preseason tickets.
Oh, wait a minute. So you include the cost and just charge them more money for the 8 games for each game.
You can include.
So you sell them 8 games for 20% more money. No, I get it.
You include.
So then you get other money?
Bruce, what was I going to say?
Do you know
please
what?
Please
I'm
going to
tell you exactly what you were going to say.
Tell me. I will tell you you're wrong.
What you've got to say is. They make exactly the same amount of income.
They'll make more money.
All right, so
if you listen to what I'm going to say, they'd make more money.
So so 8 games. So they're only selling 8 games.
Let me know when you're ready.
Tell us how this magic NFL fairy works.
Yeah, how does this work?
Let me know when you're ready. Are you ready? You guys ready? Okay,
yeah.
Good. So you sell the season ticket price now at the current cost. Okay, you lower the prices of preseason games. And you put the games somewhere else. So you still include these preseason tickets, two season ticket holders, but since it's no longer at Cowboy Stadium and you'll maybe at Oklahoma University, now all the Dallas fans who live around Oklahoma, because they will come, will buy those tickets. You still include the tickets to the season ticket holders, but since it's no longer at Dallas Stadium, you include some sort of a fan experience like MLB's doing now. Whereas if you're a season ticket holder, you get to come for BP. So now that you're a Dallas season ticket holder, okay, so well, we're going to have the game at Oklahoma University. So to make up for that, we're going to give you a fan experience where you get an on-the-field thing before the game. So now
I don't even like those anyway.
So now instead
70,000 people on the field.
Instead of looking...
That'll work.
It's not every game. But and then they don't sell out. You don't have 70,000 season ticket holders. But...
You have let me explain something to you.
How many people come to a preseason game?
Can I tell you something
20,000?
Right now? No, but listen to what I'm telling you. The Redskins they sell 74,000 tickets that are season tickets. They only have about 8,800 season ticket holders,
right,
but they still pay for all 10 games.
Right.
So who's going to pay for those other two games?
Well, season ticket holders. Okay, you're getting that extra. You're getting that fan experience where you're getting, you know, you get to choose from a couple things, maybe an autographed something or a field, something like that. But and then you take all the BS out of the games and you lower the ticket prices for those and you put them at Oklahoma. Or for the Cowboys to play Oklahoma.
So let me get this straight. I'm going to have to drive or fly to Oklahoma to see this game.
Who are you? A Dallas Cowboys fan? Do you live in Dallas, Texas?
I basically would be a Washington D.C. season ticket holder.
Okay, so if you're a Redskins,
so where are we going to have the game?
I don't know.
In Virginia
Richmond,
Tech.
Virginia Tech. That's a good idea.
Richmond doesn't have a big enough
Virginia
stadium
Tech's
to have
a
the
great,
game.
Virginia, they would hold the amount of people that come to a FedEx Field, but. For a preseason game. But yeah, Virginia Tech, that's a great idea. Maybe UVA, something like that, where you're including your entire fan base instead of giving people a BS reason to come up to FedEx. There's about 25,000 people that come to preseason games.
All right, can I tell you what? I mean, this is all I want to say. The reason they don't do that, Roy, and that could be a great idea if you ever figured out the logistics and the money and all that. The reason they don't do that, because they don't have to. Because Matt and I will pay for 10 games and only go to 8.
That's my whole point.
We'll
though,
get
is
over
that,
it.
That the NFL we
give
has
them
big
away
ball to, syndrome, where they think that their balls are so big that they don't have to do anything to accommodate their fans.
They are. They don't it's care crap. About their fans. They care about their teams.
Well, if enough people didn't go to preseason games, if you just said screw it, it's
yeah,
the
but we pay for
crap.
Them anyway. We pay for them anyway. There, we pay for 10. Have you ever bought a set of season tickets for the
yes.
Redskins? There's 10 games
I understand.
In there. 10 games.
I know how it works.
All right, let's talk about something else because we're wasting a lot.
Load of crap.
People in New York must think we're crazy because we're talking about something that doesn't make any
sense.
It's
just the biggest load of crap.
It is a load of crap. I agree with you. Give me one of those.
All right, cool.
All right, you made your point, Roy. You ranted and you.
So tonight I will not watch
hey,
you.
Hey, don't go back and get a master's degree in math, whatever you do. I'm Bruce Hall and Roy doesn't need to study math.
Speaking
but he's great at radio and communications.
Speaking of math.
Roy, you're one of the best communications guys I've ever met.
Thanks.
But you're not touching my money ever.
But
I'm Bruce Hall and I'm never going to let Roy handle my money. Let's talk about something else. Let's go on a little bit of a deal here. What do we got? We got about a minute, Matt. Let's talk when we get back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the NFL.
Yeah.
And let's make our newest predictions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about every team. Now we started with the AFC East last week. Let's go through the AFC through the remainder of the show and make sure that we know. Because when these people, when you, I want you calling in and asking me point blank, Bruce, what do I do with this game? Bruce, who do you like here? Roy, well, who do you like? Because Roy, you were 5-0 last week.
You know,
you guys need to be calling us and talking about football because that's what we know.
240-317-7294.
And don't ask Matt one sports question that doesn't have anything to do with bicycling or soccer.
Unless he asks you what your name is, don't respond to Matt when you call
in. I'm Bruce Hall for Roy G. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 News, 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Those tickets are already bought and sold for, Roy. We're just going to continue
there's
this. Okay. See, he
should just kept
he
going
goes,
through the break.
Roy goes, there's tickets on StubHub. Yeah, they've already been bought.
They have contracts.
Now they're being resold. That's what you
they
don't
have
understand.
A contract with StubHub. I understand that. StubHub buys out all the season tickets
from the teams.
So they can claim
you know
that they
who,
sold out.
Do you know who has most of the tickets on StubHub? Season ticket holders that have already bought them. They put them on.
Yeah, but the team sells their tickets out to StubHub outright. That's what Dan Snyder is doing.
Very few. Very few.
That's why Dan Snyder.
You know who
is able
they?
To,
you know well. You know what tickets they sell on StubHub?
The ones they don't.
The
sell.
The club seats they don't sell.
Yeah.
And
so
the upper level seats nobody wants.
Right. So they can say that they sold out.
That's exactly right.
I know how
right.
it works.
No, I know. But here's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not gonna the preseason.
You
they,
know how many
they're
people?
Getting no, Roy. Let me talk now because you talked for 5 minutes and I almost fell asleep. Listen to me. here's how it works. Okay, no, I'm not saying you didn't have a good. You are absolutely right. It's all BS. But here's what happens.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you this. Okay, I'm going to turn this around to you. Me and you are partners. No, listen.
Sure. No,
me and you are partners. We own a dance hall where you know, like a really nice dance hall. We have a eight.
Like a-
10 times a month, we are allowed to fill this. Just be quiet,
worst
Matt.
Business stop. Ever.
Matt, let me talk. Shut up. When you get the Matt Lynch show, you can talk. Okay? Listen to me. You and I own 10 nights. Okay? Now.
A month?
Yeah. Eight of those nights, we have great bands there. We fill it up. The people pay $50 a head at the door, and we sell drinks all night long.
Sure.
Okay. There's two nights that we have that nobody really wants to come to.
Okay.
Okay. But I have a contract with all of those people that come to the other eight nights that we have, and they have to pay us $50 whether they come or not. Now, do you think I should go out and find some other bands to be there those other two nights that really won't sell as much because those other two nights are like Monday nights or Sunday nights? Uh-huh. Or do you think I should just take the $50 from the people that we have are under contract with? Well, I'm going to take the $50 that we're under contract with, and let me tell you why. We're off those nights. Don't work.
The better argument is you're going to take those two tickets and give them to and take it to a different dance hall and have to pay the other dance hall for the rental of the space.
He's absolutely right.
That's
what he's saying is you're
going
to move
argument.
That to another venue, but see, that other venue you got to deal with.
Okay, all right, so if you want to...
It would only work, Roy.
You do know that I was in the bar industry for 7 years. So
yeah, and nobody, but nobody ever gave you their money, I guarantee
you. We can run with this analogy.
Well, here's what I'm trying to tell you. What Matt just said was a perfect analogy.
Right, and so here's what you do.
No.
You charge
them that... But you still got to get the 10-date money.
Okay, so you still charge them that, and they still have to pay the $50 to go to the other bar. And then as an incentive, like the on-field I'm talking about, as an incentive for those people who paid, they get free drinks on that Monday night that's dead from 8 to 10. Don't you think they'd still come? And
yeah,
still go to the other bar?
Now they might.
You still have to pay out all of your money.
All right, let's talk about
something
else. All right, here we go.
And then you have to pay
NFL.
For those drinks.
NFL.com.
That's my thing.
Roy,
right?
You're wrong. NFL.com.
My family owned a bar, so I know the bar business
NFL.com. Let's go to the AFC East, and let's just finish off what we talked about last week. Okay, is that cool? NFC. Let's go to NFL.com. Da-da-da.
Ta-da.
And here we are. The Bills suck. They're going to win 4 or 5 games. We already talked about that.
We did talk about
you know what? By the way, that kid from Florida State, he's going to be the starting quarterback. Everything I read about what's going on there, he's going to be the starting quarterback. The Miami Dolphins, I got them winning 9 games this year. I think they're going to be 9-7. They need some receivers. They had a great draft. If you remember, the Dolphins ended up getting a ton of picks from everybody this year. It's going to be tough. No tight ends healthy for New England right now.
Tim Tebow's healthy.
Do you know what? Defensively, well, Tim Tebow evidently had a pretty good practice the other day at quarterback, by the way, nowhere else. He could end up being their number three quarterback. And you know what they might do? They're talking about if Tebow can do it up there. This is what the beat guys are telling me up there. Mm-hmm. If Tebow has a great preseason. Yeah. They're going to probably deal Mallett somewhere and get somebody for him, like a 6th or 7th round draft choice.
They talked about doing that.
All right, the Jets, their defense is so far ahead of their offense. They had a scrimmage. They had a green-white the other day. Everybody in New York knows this. You probably read it in the newspaper. Their defensive line pretty much beat up their offensive line. Their offensive line needs help. They're in disarray. They don't have a lot of receivers healthy. You know, that guy from Georgia Tech's hurt. Sanchez evidently is starting to look like the old like Sanchez did at the end of last year. He's starting to, you know, kind of get the yips and not make the good throws. Geno Smith evidently, I mean, he's showing well. He's making rookie mistakes in camp, but they expected that. A lot of people think Geno Smith's going to start the first game. Idzik, you know, the GM, has said he's going to have something to say about who starts. Have you noticed what you haven't heard from the Jets? You haven't heard much out of Rex. You know why? They put the daggone muzzle on him. And that's why. He's not allowed to be a jerk anymore. From what I understand, Idzik and him had a long talk, and they basically have an understanding that if anything is going to be crazy out of there, Idzik's going to say it. And I'll tell you why. Isaac doesn't say crazy stuff. He's a good GM. He knows what he's doing. Baltimore Ravens.
There's a lot that's come out of the Jets. There was that fake report that Geno Smith got in a car accident and was hurt for the year.
I heard about that.
I mean, it's just a circus up there, man. And I you know, I...
But it's not... But what I'm saying is you haven't heard Rex. Haven't heard much from Rex.
Well, it's still early.
Baltimore Ravens. You know, they got injuries. Dennis Pitt is out for the year. Dennis Pitt could have been one of the MVPs of the playoffs last year. Dennis Pitta is done. They're going to have to go to the guy that I liked early in the year, and I liked him 2 years ago, 83. What's his name? He's a great receiver, not a real good blocker. I can't remember his name. I'm talking about the Ravens.
The Ravens?
Tight end, yeah.
Tight end, his name is...
Well, we're supposed to know that.
Dennis Pitta and... gosh, I don't remember his name. I can see him, but I don't know his name.
You can see him. Here we go. Anyway,
Ed Dixon,
great receiver, runs good routes, not real big, doesn't really block that well, but he's a good kid. I like him. You look at their defense. They're going to be starting three rookies possibly on the defensive side of the ball. They had a guy just get eight games for PEDs. Backup punt returner, that's going to hurt him because he was – one of their two punt kick returners. Yeah, and he was good. Mm-hmm. You know, he had a great year last year.
Asa
Guess
Jackson.
What? Asa Jackson.
I mean,
he's done for eight games.
Yeah.
8 games is a long time. Cincinnati, well, I still have them winning.
He got suspended last year, too. This is the second time.
I got them winning 10 games. I think they're going to be right
Ravens?
There. Yeah.
I
think the Bengals are going to win 10 games, too. You know what? The Bengals may have the most improved team in the league this year because they had a great draft and they already had some good players on the defensive side of the ball, and their offense is starting to click. And I got to tell you something. That, you know, say what you want. You know who one of their defensive coordinators is. It's the son of the guy that used to be with Cincinnati. He's somewhere else now. I can't even remember what his name is. He was the guy whose wife died of cancer. But anyway, they're probably going to win 10 games, maybe 11 games. Cleveland Browns, Tony Mazur was going to call in.
Mike Zimmer is the
big Mike Zimmer, but his son is the he's like one of the defensive coaches there, and he does a great job. And by the way, it's time Zimmer got a head coaching job. I think that Mike Zimmer is going to be the next head coach hired in the NFL. I really do. And it may be sooner than later. Cleveland Browns.
Suck.
New owner. Tennessee guy, you know, I mean, you know, he's in a little bit of trouble. He's already paid off everybody they ripped off, Flying J. Everybody that they defrauded, supposedly or allegedly defrauded. They haven't been to court yet, but they have paid everybody back and interest. So they admitted, you know, that they did wrong.
To me, the Browns are still the bottom of this division.
Yeah, I agree.
They're a 6-win team.
I don't think they win 6. I think they win 4. The Steelers got to make – this is the year. If they're going to make a comeback, they better do it now. But I got to tell you, I don't see it.
No.
I see them winning 8 games, not Baltimore. I think Baltimore's got a better team than they do. And I really think that – I mean, what do you – I mean, do you like the Pittsburgh makeup up there with the offensive coordinator that doesn't get along with Ben?
Neither the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Baltimore Ravens, I don't like either team going forward next year. I think they both lost too many key
You think
pieces.
The Bengals are going to like win
they
11
both,
games and win,
I
win
think,
it?
Yeah, I think the Bengals are the team to beat in this
I
division.
Can see that. You're not alone. Everybody – you know what? Last year, we thought that too.
Well, I had the Ravens
What
win
did
the
they
Super
win
Bowl.
Last year?
I had the Ravens win the Super Bowl last year.
No, no, no. No, but what did we have last year with Cincinnati? Didn't we have them winning the division?
I had the Ravens going to Super Bowl.
No, that's not what I'm asking you. When we picked division winners, pretty sure you and I both picked Cincinnati,
no,
and I think
the
they won 10 games anyway.
I had the Ravens.
Well, the Ravens won 11 games, right? I don't think they won 12. They won 11. Anyway, the next team that we got to talk about, now, of course, we're talking South now, Houston Texans. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Gary Kubiak, I love you, buddy. You're a great guy. You got it going on down there. I just don't think they can ever take that last step. I don't see it. Do you?
I have the Houston Texans going to Super Bowl this year.
Well, good for you. I can't take them.
They're my AFC team.
You know what? You know who I like better than them? I like the Colts better than them because the Colts are constantly getting better and they have Andrew Luck. I don't think the quarterback for the Texans is as good as Andrew Luck is.
Well, I agree with that, but I think that the running backs and the wide receivers for the Houston Texans are both better
than the Colts. Look at the running backs for the Colts. I mean, they picked up a couple of really good guys.
It's not Arian Foster, so it doesn't
matter. But Arian Foster, if you remember last year, he sat two or three games, and he was hurt a lot.
And he still played one of the best backs.
He was on my fantasy team. Yeah, you picked him for me.
You're welcome.
No, thank you very much. Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy, they look bad. Hey, but the good news is Gabbard is the number two guy now. You know who's going to beat him out? The number two guy. So Chad Henne is going to win that.
Yeah.
Chad Henne's a better quarterback than Gabbard. Well, Gabbard's terrible. And you know what he is? He's a big pussy.
Jacksonville's so bad.
I don't like him. I don't like
Jacksonville
him.
Well,
I got a good buddy, Ron Middleton. We'll have him on the show next week. Mm-hmm. Ron Middleton's going to come on the show and talk a little bit about their offense, which will be fun. Tennessee. This is the last team we're going to talk about before the break. The Tennessee Titans. You know what? That's where Greg Williams is coaching the defense, right?
Is he?
Yeah. You know what I think is going to happen there? I think they're going to win 7 or 8 games. I really do. Did you know that for the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened? Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership, and I am happy for that. I love the NAR. I'm Bruce Hall. I love Roy. I love Matt. I love everybody. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230, News Talk 1230, WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hashtag BH Sports. I have no idea what that means. Anyway, I'm just kidding. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, our last segment here. And please give us a call and let us know what you think about that goofball with the Philadelphia Eagles. And by the way, do you think anybody's going to grab – he better cut his hair if he plays in the NFL this year, because somebody is going to grab that head of hair from behind and rip it out of his head when he goes down. Because you're allowed to grab hair and tackle with the hair, right? So this guy – what's his name? Riley Cooper?
Yeah.
Riley Cooper, cut your hair. You'll be glad you did, son. I'm Bruce Hall. We're to the AFC West.
Yep.
And the team that I think the NFL would love to see win this year. And you and I both know I'm a big conspiracy theorist.
There's
guy.
Only one team in the AFC West. I mean, let's be real.
Well, I disagree. I think the Kansas City Chiefs are the – if you go to Vegas and you're playing over-unders, the Chiefs are at 7.5 right now or 6.5.
Under.
I'm going over. Oh, they're going to win 11 games.
No, they're not.
All right,
stop.
Everybody, Matt, write this down. Kansas City wins 10 or 11 games this year. Everybody go to Vegas, play the over there. Hey, and I want you to pull up Bovada or whatever you want to do.
Look,
And let's do everybody over under first. Go.
Look, I picked the Chiefs to win the West.
That was last year.
No, it wasn't. It was two years ago.
Oh, they sucked. Yeah, Romeo Crennel sucked them out. Anyway, the Chiefs, I think, are going to be very good. And they got Alex Smith. They have a quarterback now.
No, they don't. They still don't have a quarterback.
Oh, shut. That's Alex Smith. He's
his
their quarterback.
His stat line? All right,
my God. All right, I'm picking Denver to be in the final game of the AFC, in the AFC Championship game. I haven't decided whether they're going to win it or not yet. Kansas City, I think, will make the playoffs as a wild card.
Denver versus Houston. Houston.
Do you know what's really bad? Oakland. They're going to win 4 or 5
Oakland's
games.
Oakland's not a real NFL
They're
team.
Terrible. The San Diego Chargers aren't a real NFL team, but they're going to be rebuilt.
They're awful.
They're going to win 5 or 6 games, too. They might win 7.
They're so
all right, so we're done with the AFC West, right? Yeah. Let's do this. Go to Bovada.
Here it is. Hold on. Here's that.
Go to Bovada. I want over-unders. Start with every team. Right now, we're going to give everybody get a pen. Write this down. Matt's telling me to get away from the microphone. I'm trying to eat it. All right, go ahead. Have you got Bovada's over-unders on wins?
Yes.
Okay, go. Start with the first one you see.
It's in alphabetical order.
Go.
Arizona Cardinals, over-under 5.5 wins.
Under. Go.
Okay. Falcons, over-under 10 wins.
Over.
Ravens, 8.5.
Over.
I say under.
I say over.
Bills.
You're wrong.
6.5.
Under.
Panthers, 7.
I say under.
I say that's a push.
I say under. Go.
Chicago Bears, 8.5. I say over.
Under.
I say over.
I say under. I think they're the third or fourth best team in that. Go.
Bengals, 8.5. Over.
Over. That's easy.
Over there.
God, that's easy.
Browns, 6.
They'll go to 9, 9.5. Browns, under. They're not going to win 6 games.
See, I said 6.
Well, they're not going to win 6 games. Go.
Cowboys, 8.5. I say under.
I think everybody. I think everybody's eight or less in that division.
They win
Go.
Eight, yeah. Denver Broncos 11.5.
Pass
over.
That's one. If you held a gun to my head, I'd say over.
Detroit Lions 8 wins.
I say under. There's no way they suck.
I say under.
Hey, you know what? Reggie Bush gets hurt in the third game. He's out for the season.
Packers 10.5 wins.
Over. He's going to figure out a way to win 11 or 12 games. I'm telling you, he always does.
I say over there.
Best quarterback in the league. Go.
Houston Texans 10.5. Over.
Under. Go.
Indianapolis Colts 8.5.
Over. I love the Colts.
I say over.
I love the Colts.
Jacksonville Jaguars 5.
Under.
I say under too.
They're going to win 3 games.
I say under.
Go.
Kansas City Chiefs 7.5.
Oh God. Over.
Under.
I'm going to Vegas. Under. I'm going to Vegas.
Miami Dolphins 8.
Over.
I say under.
No, they're going to win 9-10 games.
Minnesota Vikings 7.5.
Over.
Over. Patriots 11.
Under.
Under too.
I agree. God, we agreed too much.
Saints 9.
Under.
Over.
They're terrible. Their defense sucks.
Now they're back.
Keep going. It's Rob Ryan's coaching their defense. He's going to probably wear a skirt on the sidelines.
They get their head coach back, and so you're already going to see a couple of
I like
back.
Their head coach, but yeah. Keep going. I
say they win 10.
Come on, we're doing good.
Giants 9.
Under.
Yeah, I say under 2. I say they win 8.
Sorry.
Jets.
Hey, I picked them to win the Super Bowl when they won it, so don't get mad at me, New York.
Jets 6.5.
Under. That's not even close.
I say they win 6.
I say they win 5.
Oakland Raiders 5.5.
Under.
Yeah, under. They suck. Philadelphia Eagles 7.5.
Under.
Yeah.
There's no way he wins 8 the first
I say they
year.
Win 4.
Hey, Riley Cooper.
They win 4.
Hey, Riley Cooper, if he's on that team, they're going to lose every game. People are going to be hurt. How many concussions you think Riley Cooper will get after the whistle?
Pittsburgh Steelers 9.
Hey, you know what the over-under is for concussions by Riley Cooper after the whistle this year? 4. Go.
Pittsburgh Steelers 9. I think they're right at 9.
I think they are too. I'm going to take a chance and go over.
If I had to say one.
Well, if the Ravens only win 8 games, yeah. Then Steelers could win 10.
I'd say over, but that's a push to me.
That's gonna. You know what? That division is going to be tough. Even with Cleveland, it's going to be tough.
San Diego Chargers 7.5.
Sorry, Tony, even with Cleveland.
Chargers 7.5.
I say under.
Under, yeah.
I say under too.
I say they'll win 7.
They don't have a running back.
49ers 11 games.
I'm going to go over.
I'll go.
And you know what? 11's probably the number.
I'll go over.
10 could be the number.
I'll go over because I think they get 12.
I'm going over.
I'll say they get 12. Seattle Seahawks 10.5.
Over.
Under. I say they win 10.
I say they. Well, you know everybody. Rodney Harrison thinks they're going to beat San Francisco.
Not a chance.
I like Rodney. Rodney's
they
good.
Just lost their.
I wish
best
Rodney
receiver.
Went on my show.
They just lost their best receiver.
I need to call Rodney Harrison. Of course, he works for CBS Sports.
St. Louis Rams 7.5. I'm going over. Because
I am too. I picked him to win the Super Bowl in 2016. So I'm going over, baby.
My boy Tavon Austin.
They're going to be in the playoffs, by the way.
Remember, we sat here a couple years ago and said that this team could win a Super Bowl.
That's because they.
In the next
that's
three
because
years.
They're getting so. They got the RG3 picks.
Yeah.
They got the RGP.
I love the Rams.
They got the RG3 picks. That's kind of like the Herschel Walker picks. The Cowboys.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers 7.5. Under.
You know, you're going to laugh at me. I'm going over. Because I think somebody in that division has to win 8 or 9 games. I think it's them. I don't think it's. See, I don't think
Falcons?
It's New Orleans. I don't think it's New Orleans.
You don't think it's the Falcons?
They're going to win like 11 or 12 games.
Yeah, and then I think it goes Falcons,
Tampa's
New
bad.
Orleans,
just
Carolina,
remember,
Tampa.
They got Revis, buddy. Keep going.
It's not worth it.
Keep going.
Tennessee Titans, 6.5.
Under. They suck.
Can yeah, I say, I'll go
They
over.
Really suck.
Yeah, I'll go
Jake Locker, come on.
Washington Redskins, where would you put them at?
Well, I would say they're going to win 8 games.
8.5 is the number.
I say under because I don't think RG3 starts the first 2 or 3 games.
I'll say over because I think he starts all 6.
Well, one of us has got to take either side because we have to argue that every once in a while.
What about the...
Is that it?
That's all of it.
That's not bad. I really like Kansas City, but I also really liked somebody else that you really liked. Who was it?
I like Houston.
No, I didn't. That wasn't one of them. We both went over with somebody big time. It doesn't matter. I'm Bruce Hall, and it just doesn't matter. Hey, listen, futures are the best. If you go to Vegas and you're a player.
Oh, Patriots at 11? I said under.
Well, that could be under.
Saints 9,
hey,
I said over.
You know what? They'll be 13 if Tebow gets the start halfway. If Brady gets hurt.
Oh, the Eagles. Their line's at 7.5. Yeah, that's we both said that, under, we said way under.
I don't see that. I don't see him going over. Besides, look, if Bradley Cooper, is it Bradley Cooper? Is it, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper is, he's an actor.
I know. What is that kid's name?
Riley.
Riley Bradley, what's the damn difference?
Bradley is the
Bradley
guy.
Hey, Bradley Cooper has a lot
I
better
think
chance.
Bradley Cooper would point out the difference.
Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper's the guy who always takes his shirt off.
Bradley Cooper.
Is that guy.
Hey, Riley Cooper.
Him
Bradley
and Matthew
McConaughey. Can I say something? Bradley Cooper has a much better chance of not getting a concussion during an NFL game this year than Riley Cooper does.
So you want to know why the Chiefs are going to continue to suck this year? You said that Alex Smith is a great quarterback.
They
right?
have five returning.
Do you want to compare the stats between Alex Smith and Matt Castle? Because I have their entire stat line.
Yeah,
right
but
here.
Don't use Matt Castle's career in New England. He cheated in New England.
Okay, this is last year. Alex Smith versus Matt Castle.
Go. All right.
Matt
Castle Matt Castle's quarterback
Here's
rating
career.
Last year was like 68.
Here's career. Okay.
No, don't do career because he was in New England.
Okay, well, this is career.
You can't
Alex
do
Smith,
career.
Alex Smith, games played 80, Matt Castle 78.
Okay.
Game start, Alex Smith 75, Matt Castle 62.
Okay.
Attempts, Alex Smith 21-77, Matt Castle 20-44.
Okay.
Completions, 12-90 Alex Smith. Completions, Matt Castle 12-03.
Okay.
Percentage, Alex Smith 59.3, Matt Castle 58.9. Yards, 14-280 for Alex Smith, Matt Castle 13-495. Yards per attempt, Alex Smith 6.5, Matt Castle 6.6. Touchdowns, Alex Smith 81, Matt Castle 82. Interceptions, Alex Smith 63, Matt Castle 57. We'll skip that one. It's PR, but I think they mean QBR.
Whatever. Quarterback rating, what is it?
Yeah, Alex.
Passer rating is what they mean.
Yeah, Alex Smith is 79.1, Matt Castle 80.4. I said skip passer rating because I don't think
Can you do me a favor?
I don't think that exists.
Now just give me Matt Castle's numbers in Kansas City. Go.
Well,
I want his numbers in Kansas City because they're the only ones that are legitimate.
I'm telling you.
Because he didn't cheat in Kansas City.
All I'm telling you is that.
They cheated in New England.
I'm telling you, you're not getting an upgrade there.
That's
what I'm telling
you. Why don't you just play me? You don't have to play anybody else. Just play me and those two guys against each other. Is Matt Castle going to even start anywhere this year?
No, I don't even know.
Where is he now? You know where he can always go back to?
He's Minnesota.
Because he will cheat. He's proven he will cheat. Hey, by the way, what was that called? Spygate, The Untold Story?
Yeah.
Pick it up, read it. Where can you order it from? What was the guy's name that wrote the book?
Brian O'Leary.
Brian O'Leary.
Spygate.
The Untold Story. What is it? Spygate?
Spygatethebook.com.
Thebook.com. And you'll find out why Matt Castle's numbers the year that Tom Brady got hurt were exactly like Tom Brady's, because they cheated up there.
Last year,
and if you don't believe me, read the book and read the documentation in the book.
Last year, Matt Ryan had a passer rating, or QBR, whatever you want.
Was it 100?
66.7. He threw for almost 1,800.
You're talking
yards
about Matt Castle?
Touchdowns.
Yeah, that's his actual passer rating. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it in New England? 93 and change, 89.7. It was like 91.2 or 89.7.
It was good.
And yeah, then, but my point is that
New
when
England
you,
hit the year that he was he threw for
it
30,
was almost identical to Brady's
yards.
Yeah,
a passer rating of 89.4.
Yeah, exactly. And now, but he goes to another place.
2010 Kansas City, he had an even higher passer rating with 93, and he threw for 31.
Rodney.
So.
All right.
He had a better year in 2010 with the Chiefs than he did in 2008 with the Patriots.
Do you know what? We've had a great show today. And for those of you that didn't call in to chime in about what's his name? Riley Cooper?
Yeah.
You know, to heck with you. Because, you know, I honestly, I know a lot of people. I've seen our ratings. I mean, people are listening to our show. But call in and tell us how you feel. I mean, I know, you know, I dominated conversations sometimes.
We need that Eric Clapton, how do you feel, right?
No, that's Peter Frampton with the ball.
Eric Clapton.
That really old dude who plays the guitar and talks with it?
That's Peter Frampton.
Stupid.
It's a synthesizer. It's not Eric Clapton.
Whatever
he just plays great music, dude. Hey, so.
Some old guy with a guitar.
Are we cutting out of here exactly on the noon hour?
No.
When do we leave?
You have about a minute.
All right, Roy. So good to have you back in the studio. I hate it when you're not here.
One thing I
didn't you just say last week? I love it when you're not here.
No, no, I said I
like
don't.
It better when you're not here.
No, he says he actually.
I never
listens
said
to me.
That.
He says
I never
he actually
said
listens
that.
To
well,
me.
I do listen to you because I can't see you. Right. Because I look at you and I just want to laugh.
But hey, one thing that I designed. One thing I want to send you this week, and it's going to be up at sportsmancave.com. In a couple weeks, is I designed.
I love our fans.
I designed a handicapping equation, and
well, I want to see it.
I'll send it to you
because if it's anything like your idea about preseason, it's got to be really good. Hey, listen, Roy, we got to get together and do the. We got to do the fantasy this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're gonna have dinner.
I'll get you guys.
Are we gonna have dinner
right
one
now.
Night this week, me and you? Please.
Sure.
So we can do that fantasy stuff.
Yeah, and guys, if you want to join the fantasy league,
Matt's
too,
trying
I'll put
to get
it up
us
on
off.
Sportsmancave.com.
Oh, I shouldn't have said that. This is Bruce Hall.
Trying to get
hey, through. I'm getting off right now. We'll be back next week on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion, AM 1230 News Talk 1230 WFAS. Bye bye.